There is a new term that, well, we probably don't need to know it because I think we're out of the, I think this is just, this is a Gen Z thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just, we're sort of out of the, we're not really Gen, we're not Gen Z, obviously. But Gen Z has had it with us, like, I mean, we're old millennials slash young Gen X. So we're actually, we know we are. We are in that in-between generation. We're not really anything. You know what I mean? You and I don't play any of these. Nobody lets us in their sandbox. Like, we are not part of any of this.
Yeah, and we don't want to be any part of it. But
We're not. We're just outside a millennial, and we're too young for Gen X. So I don't, you know, we're just that. We're the floaters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we can comment on everybody. Because we don't have any skin in this fight. So the young millennials and the Gen Zers have been having this riff for a while. They're fighting over where you part your hair and whether your jeans should be skinny or not. Here is the latest one. This is the latest thing that somebody went on TikTok. Somebody coined this term in 2013, and then this chick went on TikTok and is using the term again. She and her friends use this term all the time to let you know that you trying to appear cool is not cool.
Coming to the same thing. The word, my friends, is chuggy, okay? It's the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school. Maybe, maybe not. Timelines don't really matter.
Never heard that word in my life.
Chuggy.
Chuggy. No, I don't know.
It's no longer in style.
I didn't know it was.
It's used when someone follows these out-of-date trends or something falls into that category. Some examples.
Okay, category.
First of all, graphic tees and hats. Phrases on clothing, chuggy.
Chuggy.
Herbal Essence shampoo, chuggy.
Chuggy.
Instagram captions like these, chuggy. The chuggy. Word you never knew you needed.
Yeah.
Okay, TikTok.
Okay, so yeah, so she's telling us that she's a Gen Zer, telling the rest of us that the stuff we're doing is chuggy. Like, one of the examples is an article in the New York Times today about this, and one of the examples they give is like anyone who's like girl boss, like terms like girl boss or oh, I'm so extra, that kind of thing is chuggy. Apparently, it's chuggy. You can't anyone who's trying to be hipper than they are, or too cool for the room, or you know, wearing things that are just out of style, like people that
me
still
wearing
sit on
a Hollister shirt.
You haven't done that in years.
But if I did, it's chuggy.
Well, I don't even know if Hollister is a store anymore. So you're gonna have to come with me into this century.
Okay.
In order to be chuggy, you've got to actually, yeah. So here's the irony of it all. So this term was coined by this girl who went to Beverly Hills High School, who's like super wealthy. You know, one of these like, and they're like, she doesn't even see the irony in this. Like, here she is judging other people, basically because they don't have money. You know what I mean? It's like, if I'm still wearing a shirt from a few years back, it means that my daddy didn't give me his credit card, so I can't go to Rodeo Drive and buy the latest whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of it's not only a derogatory term, it's a little condescending, but it's kind of worked its way into the vernacular right now. So now they have like, all these pictures of things that you shouldn't wear anymore because they're too chuggy.
I could have went whole life and not heard that word.
Listen, but you're going to hear the word and you're not going to know what it means.
Not
that's
hear
why
the
I'm
word.
I'm here to help you.
No, I'm not. I hang around nobody but you that is going to use that word.
Your kids.
They're not going to use that word. My kids aren't hip. My kids are far from hip. They're not using. I don't think my kids even talk. They stare at a computer and their phones. They really don't talk.
Right. I guess that's true. You are incredibly safe. Where do you draw the line with secondhand and used items? Do you buy secondhand things?
I would. I got no problem with it. I won't with a car. Mm-hmm. But I will with anything else. It really doesn't bother me.
Why not with a car? Like my friends are buying their cars off of Carvana and they're really happy. They're getting really good deals and they're getting great cars.
You just don't. It's like getting a dog that somebody else had. You don't know what that dog went through. You don't know how that person treated that car. I have bought used cars. I mean, the car that we destroyed in New York, I bought used.
Right.
So if I find the right car, I look past that. But most of the cars I've ever bought have been new. Because okay. I don't know how it was treated. I don't know if it's driven through that car wash. I don't know if it's been floored every 5 minutes. It's had, like my car, I know every tank of gas that has gone in it has been X type of gas.
Right, right. I understand that. I'm like that with toilet seats. I like to be the first butt, first and last butt on a toilet seat. I don't like anyone else sharing my toilet seat. But yeah. Didn't you and I went to a consignment shop? Or was it a vintage store? Remember we went to some vintage store out on Long Island?
Yeah, what'd you buy?
Would you buy like a coat or something? You bought like a raincoat.
I bought a table.
Yeah, but you also bought a coat. I think I remember.
Like a trench coat or something. I think I bought.
Yeah, that's right.
That's...
And I bought.
No problem.
A belt. I got like a camo belt there. So, okay, that's so clothing. Yes, you would buy that secondhand. Would you buy secondhand towels?
No, towels are too cheap.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of it like that. So you're thinking towels are too cheap. So you might as well just buy your own towels. Not even though someone's washed them, maybe their germs are kind of still in there.
Yeah, no. I mean, you can go to Target and get 10 of them for $5. I mean, why am I going to buy used?
Right.
So if the money doesn't make sense, I mean, if it's a Chanel towel.
Right.
Then maybe. But.
Okay.
No, I still, I'm not doing that. It's gross.
There are women who are defending their choices on the internet right now that say that they buy everything secondhand, even underwear.
No.
Socks, underwear, especially baby clothes. They buy everything baby clothes, whether it's like pants, socks, underpants, all that kind of stuff.
I got no problem with that. I mean, you can buy baby clothes and children's clothes because they grow out of the clothes so fast. And it's when you buy like a Gap shirt for a kid, it's still $50 for the Gap shirt. You know, they're not cheap because they use less fabric. It's still very expensive, so I got no problem with that.
Right. Okay. All right. So there are some things, because I thought it was interesting that there are women that buy, and there are underwear and bras. Like there's a consignment shop near me that everybody goes to, and they have one section that is all like, but they're high end bras. They're like La Perla. They're like these $300 bras, and they're all up there for like $20 each, which is still a lot of money for a used bra, frankly.
I didn't think you could buy used bras and used underwear. It's like mattresses. I think you had to buy all those new.
Right. No, I mean, I think some of the stuff is illegal. Like I think you can't buy a used mattress, certainly at a store, and you can't buy used underwear anymore, at least here in New York. But there are places in England you can.
Yeah, you don't want to put your hoochie thing next to somebody else's hoochie thing that's been there.
Right. Which is why I only buy tops and jackets. I can't even buy jeans used because I know what I've done in jeans, and I know that I don't wear underwear. Jimmy, I know what my jeans have been through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely not going to, even jeans I will not buy. I don't care if they're $10 a piece or $5 a piece. No.